Bucknell hosts Pro Antifa lecture on the eve of 9/11 anniversary. By Tom Sikata on September 11, 2019. On the eve of the 18th anniversary of 9/11, Bucknell University hosted Antifa scholar Mark Bray, a staunch defender of the political violence that has terrorized the Pacific Northwest. Breitbart News reported in November 2017 that Dartmouth visiting scholar Mark Bray was donating the proceeds of his latest book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook, to the far-left protest group that inspires much of Bray's work. Now, Bray is bringing his message about Antifa to college campuses. Bucknell University professor Alexander Riley expressed concern about the left's normalization of political violence in a column that was published in The Federalist on Monday. Riley provided a brief overview of Bray's history, which includes calling Trump supporters everyday fascists and defending the violence of Antifa street protesters. Bray is an advocate for and participant in Antifa, an amorphous group of communists and anarchists who engage in thuggish street violence, attacking property and individuals they label fascists or white supremacists, designations they use sufficiently liberally as to include just about anyone they feel like vilifying and attacking. In his book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook, Bray carefully adheres to this crude and toxic system of definition, calling all those who support the current president of the United States everyday fascists and wrapping up with a concluding chapter with the astounding title Whiteness is Indefensible. Bray spoke at Bucknell in a packed lecture hall on Tuesday night. Bray's lecture, which was titled The History and Politics of Militant Anti-Fascism, included an overview of the evolution of anti-fascist movements from the 20th century to the present day. Isabella Carrega, the president of Bucknell University's Conservative Club, told Breitbart News that Bray's lecture was funded directly by the student government. Although the student government at Bucknell regularly funds leftist speakers, Carrega claims that they rarely provide funding for right-wing speakers. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.